So welcome back to Heart Series 2 and to Day 2 of Part 1. Now, the great thing about this particular exercise is that no matter what difficulties you have in the meditation, in the visualization, you can actually use every single one of them to improve the visualization, to strengthen the idea of this exchange taking place. So let me just explain what I mean by that. Let's say, for example, you're sitting there and as you're doing the visualization, you're feeling a little bit kind of agitated or distracted and struggling to maintain your focus on an image of yourself. Okay, so that's a perfect opportunity. Remember, you're visualizing yourself as you feel, as you are. So it's only right then to project that idea of agitation or restlessness or discomfort onto that image of yourself. You then imagine taking that away and replacing it with a sense of relaxation, of calm, or whatever the opposite might be. So no matter what comes up, you can project it onto that image of yourself and then imagine as though you're just taking it away. Now, if you think about this from a psychological point of view, what we're doing is moving towards a place of acceptance. Normally, these are things that we try and escape from, push away. But actually, we're doing the reverse here. We're actually saying, you know what? It's okay. I'm happy to sort of breathe that in. And in exchange, to offer a sense of ease, of happiness. So although it sounds counterintuitive, there's actually sort of real sort of rationale and logic behind this idea. But more importantly, there's the experience of learning this idea of exchange, which long term, particularly when we move on to doing it with other people, will be just incredibly valuable. So no matter what comes up in the exercise, remember, it's all just more stuff that you can use to strengthen the visualization. So just take a moment or two now just to get comfortable in the chair. Remember, eyes open, a nice soft focus as you just take in the space around you in the room. And when you're ready, just beginning with some nice big deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. And with the next out breath, just closing the eyes and just taking a minute or two to just settle in to the exercise, to become more aware of the physical senses. as you bring the attention back to the body now and the sensations within the body, just noticing the overall feeling before you begin to scan down from head to toe. Noticing both the physical sensations, but also the emotional tone of mind or the most predominant mood that's around right now. And then just taking a moment to ask yourself why you're doing what you're doing. What is it you're looking to learn or understand from this exercise? And in that motivation, how does it incorporate the people around you in your life and the people who get to benefit from you doing this exercise? And then knowing that it requires no effort, not trying to change the breath in any way, just allowing the focus to shift and to settle on that rising and falling sensation. And just staying with that for the next couple of minutes. So as you continue to be aware, just in the background of that rising and falling sensation, just bringing to mind that image of yourself sat directly in front. It's quite normal with a new exercise to overthink it, but remember, all you need to do is to gently hold that image of yourself. And as you see yourself sat there, just thinking what it is at the moment that you might be going through, any difficulties from either the present, worries for the future, difficult, painful memories from the past, whatever it might be that you think you would most like to let go of. And having established what those things are, it's almost as though the exchange begins quite naturally, quite organically. And it's as though every time there's an inhalation, draw away some of that difficulty. And every time there's an exhalation, you replace it with a genuine sense of happiness and of ease. Every now and then you may find yourself starting to think about the exercise. Remember, there's nothing to think about. It's simply holding that one image in your mind. You can forget about an idea of you sat in the chair doing the meditation. It's just about that image of yourself and the feeling of the breath. And as you feel that breath, you just follow that idea of an exchange taking place, just watching as that image yourself begins to brighten, begins to appear more relaxed, more at ease. And just staying with that idea just for another minute or so now. Now, as you continue with this visualization, many people find it useful just to help assist the focus a little bit, to imagine the difficulty almost as a sort of a grey sort of smokiness. So just a very sort of pale grey sort of smokiness, sort of lifting from the image coming towards you, and in its place as the exhalation takes place. Just imagining that very bright, clear, almost like sunlight, moving towards the image. So it's just that extra little bit of detail which can help just to maintain the focus of the visualization. So when it looks as though in the image you really couldn't look any happier, any more relaxed, it's as though you've let go of all the difficulties in life, in the past, the present, the future. Seeing that clearly in your mind, just letting go of the image altogether and just allowing the mind to be completely free. And now just gently bringing the attention back to the body. Back to any sounds, any physical sensations, any smells, tastes. As you gently open the eyes, maintaining that sense of awareness of being present. Just noticing how you feel. Not analyzing it or comparing it, just noticing how you feel. And just reaffirming once again that intention to be aware, mindful, present throughout the day today. And when you've done that, you can just sit back in the chair. As always, just take a moment or two just to really appreciate having stopped, having taken a bit of time for yourself, just recognizing the value of that. And as I say, at the beginning of every new technique, it takes a good few days, normally, to settle in to a new sort of pattern, a new rhythm of each exercise. So don't worry if it takes sort of a couple of days or so to become more familiar. To begin with, we tend to, as I say, sort of think about the exercise rather than simply doing the exercise. But the more often you do it, the more comfortable it will become, the more confident you'll become in doing it. And therefore, the easier, more natural it will feel. Now, I'll talk a little bit more about the exercise itself at the beginning of tomorrow's session. But remember, throughout the day today, we're still looking for kind of opportunities to find a way to remind yourself, if you like, of what it means to be present, to be mindful. In the context of Heart Series 2, you're looking for opportunities to remind yourself of that image of seeing yourself clearly, looking very happy, relaxed, and at ease, and sometimes simply bringing that image to mind can just allow you to let go a little bit of whatever's going on. And you may just find it brings a small smile to your face. But I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for day 3 of part 1. See you then.